One of the key platforms of the Fianna Fáil election campaign is that we need to see the recovery spread and counties such as Donegal benefit from, because so far the government have made no effort to ensure that Donegal can benefit from what is a recovery that's starting in the cities, and that must change. And part of what needs to happen is that we need to see our town centres revitalised, and we've put forward a range of proposals to help address that. And one of those proposals is there would be a town teams for each town, which would draw up plans to try to ensure that the many empty premises we see in towns across County Donegal and other parts of the country actually can be brought back into use. And part of that as well would be looking again at planning guidelines to ensure that there's incentives put in place to bring empty buildings back into play, and also ensuring, for example, that all our towns and villages have broadband, because unfortunately, as things stand, many still do not have that. And another key plank of our policy is as well ensuring that the post office continues to be at the hub of all our towns and villages, and being a hub for public services, and indeed strengthened and maintained.
Latest CSO figures show a drop in all local offices for people signing on in Donegal as of last month. Does this not show that we as a county are somewhat already in that recovery stage?
No, unfortunately, the single biggest influence in Donegal, which has been of some help until now, has been the strong sterling, which has meant that retail and some service industries, the services sector, has benefited from that. But it's nothing to do with government policy. And in fact, we have seen many of our towns and villages stay in decline, and no apparent increase in buildings or effort to ensure that buildings and empty shop premises come back into use. We need a radical approach, and we need to see a hands-on activity from the government to try and ensure that our town centres and village centres become thriving centres of business again, and become strengthened and play the part which they have traditionally done in our county, and it'll also be centres for jobs. And we strongly believe that the policy we're putting forward can help achieve that.